Samba Nuevo. Scotsman? No, that's not an airline captain in a kilt. It's an incredible visitor from England. Before the Flying Scotsman, here's the singing Welshman, Tom Jones. Help yourself.
I'm gonna come right over there, right now. Give me a kiss.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. Sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly, the very best in life is free. So if you want to prove that's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself. To my arm, just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the left. If my heart feels my head, open up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world can never buy what I can give. So help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. More than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I've so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. You'll smile. Never buy what I can do. So help yourself.
guaranteed not to run out on you. Anti-leak Xerox.
Don't be a loser, Charlie.
Only Xerox guarantees you no radiator leaks for a full year. Or write DuPont for your money.
Don't be a loser, Charlie.
Xerox anti-leak antifreeze.
Don't be a loser, Charlie.
We have a distinguished British visitor in the United States right now, but an interview with this visitor is not possible. It's the Flying Scotsman, and it wouldn't quite fit into the studio because it's a locomotive. So we're going to interview who owns it, Alan Pegler, one of England's most enthusiastic, what an understatement that is, rail fans.
So it struck me that the only way I could do it would be by going even further and buying a complete train, and then converting half the cars in that train into exhibition cars, selling space on them, and turning the whole thing into an export mission. And that, in fact, is what I've done.
Oh, that's for the good of the empire, in effect.
That's right, yes. Yeah. And also, I like to think, creating an awful lot of goodwill, because I think a steam locomotive is the kind of thing that evokes, you know, kind feelings in most people. It's not a particularly controversial thing.
It certainly does.
Certainly it's not a political thing or anything like that. And so it did seem to me that this could be a natural, and it entailed getting three different ships, or two ships made the journey altogether, and a third ship made one journey.
I don't think we mentioned that. It's not just the locomotive. It's, as you told me, two tenders and nine more cars.
Right.
So what happened? Giant cranes lifted these off the dock?
Yes, there's an enormous floating crane at Liverpool, England. I think it's the biggest or the second biggest in the world, which in fact can lift 200 long tons, and so there was nothing to it as far as that was concerned. And the first ship brought over four cars, and the next ship brought over some more cars, and the last ship brought over the locomotive, two tenders, and the two remaining cars.
But tell me this, when you use American railroads, do you have to pay them for the use of the tracks?
Yes, we do. It depends on each different railway company as to what they charge. Some charge purely cost plus so much percent, some charge a flat rate per mile, and then, of course, there's all the cost as well of their crews and all that. It's a very expensive operation, naturally.
Do you pick up the tab, or does Great Britain, or what?
Oh, no, Great Britain doesn't. Very often, yours truly, I'm afraid. But in theory, if all goes well, we should, or I should, at least break even towards the end of the exercise. If I don't break even this year, I should break even by the time I go home.
Well, how will you make money?
Because the space that the exhibitors took in these exhibition cars has gone a long way to covering the cost. And the other thing is that when the train is standing on exhibition, we do charge an admission charge for coming to see it and go inside it, photograph it, that kind of thing.
Now I have to ask you this, because it's a question we can't ignore. Do you know how much you've spent so far?
This particular operation, in very round figures, I suppose, has cost getting on for $500,000. But before that, getting the locomotive ready to bring it here, I've spent on the locomotive altogether something in the order of £50,000. That's about $120,000, I suppose.
Well, Mr. Pegler, it seems to me that you've been remarkably successful with the Flying Scotsman. Could we interest you in doing something with the Long Island Railroad?
Well, I hear a lot about the Long Island Railroad, but what I do know is, looking back to Britain, at the end of the last war, you cannot get a railroad right just overnight. You can say what you like about, we will do this, that, and the other in a month or two, but life is not like that if you're running a railroad.
Certainly not around here.
It isn't anywhere. And anybody who says that, you know, they really haven't gone into it awfully deeply. You've got to start from scratch, and the first thing you've got to do is get your roadbed right, and that can take years and can take millions, whether it's pounds or dollars or whatever it may be.
Oh, dear, we're in for a dismal future. But, Mr. Alan Pegler, a happy trip on the Flying Scotsman. Thanks for the whistle stop here.
Thank you very much.
And today, the Flying Scotsman is in Atlanta, Georgia. Tomorrow, Birmingham, Alabama, then on to Vicksburg, Mississippi, Shreveport, Louisiana, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston. Board. followed soon by Dionne Warwick here on the monitor. And feeling. Now, monitor sports. The Chicago Blackhawks of the National Hockey League have been playing this season without their high-scoring left wing, Bobby Hull. A dispute over fringe benefits has kept Bobby at his farm in Picton, Ontario. Earlier today, sports editor Len Dillon spoke to Hull on Monitor's open line.
Bobby Hull, what are you doing these days up at your farm in Ontario?
Well, right now, Len, we're just trying to get everything settled for winter. We have a number of odd jobs to do, but just mainly settling things and trying to get everything completed.
Bobby, let's talk hockey. When was the last time you talked to the Blackhawks?
Oh, I expect it's been a couple of weeks now. I've been out west the last week, and it was a week before that that the council, both councils, got together, and they had a couple of meetings, and then My advisor left for Europe, and I'm sure he's back right now, and I expect that we'll be together very shortly.
Does it look hopeful that you and the Chicago Blackhawks will settle your dispute soon?
Oh, I think so, Len. I think it's gone far enough, and the two lawyers will be together, and things will be resolved in a very short time.
Are you prepared to sit out an entire season if necessary?
I don't really know if I could stand it or not. I'm getting a little itchy, I think, right now to get back at it. And I expect that, as I said earlier, that it'll be resolved and that before very long I'll have the blades on again.
If I were you, I wouldn't let the Blackhawks hear you were itchy.
maybe you better strike that. Edit that out of that tape.
Hey, listen, as I understand it, Bobby, this argument seems to revolve about fringe benefits. Is that true?
It was really what it is. It's no dispute as far as anyone else is concerned except Mr. Wirtz and myself. We have a little difference of opinion on what was agreed upon last fall, and it's mainly a conflict between Mr. Wirtz Sr. and myself.
Right. Now, I have heard, or we have heard down here in New York, that the document on which the fringe benefits had been agreed to has been lost. Is that correct?
Well, that says nothing. I don't know how that got in there, anything about it. There was an agreement drawn up on a piece of scratch paper and signed by Bill Wirtz, and it wouldn't be worth the paper it's written on anyhow, so that's something that they're making an issue of that doesn't hold a bit of water.
Well, Bobby Hull, let's hope, for the sake of the Chicago Blackhawks and hockey fans in general, that you resolve your dispute with the Chicago Blackhawks and Mr. Wirtz and get back on the blades and on the ice real soon. And thank you for being our guest on Monitor's Open Line.
You're welcome, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
The Sandpipers on Monitor with Come Saturday Morning. Wisconsin.
WNBC. This is the place. The place for music, news, weather, and me. WNBC. Right here. This is the place. The place for Fortune Phone and me. WNBC. This is the place for you and me, Charlie Brown, weekdays 4 to 7:45 p.m.
Listen. That's the sound of the finest camera in the world. It's an engineering masterpiece, but it can't compete with your eyes. The most expensive camera in the world can't respond as rapidly and reliably as your eyes. The most modern laboratory cannot reproduce photographs in colors as true to life as those you see with your eyes. Protect your eyes. The American Optometric Association asks, have you seen your vision specialist this year?
This is the place, the Fortune Phone place. Weekdays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Mike Moss, WNBC News. It's 3:30, 58 degrees in New York and cloudy. A loose coalition of labor, civil rights, and welfare groups today announced plans for a write-in campaign next Tuesday. The groups will distribute stickers to be placed in the write-in column of the ballot. The stickers demand restoration of welfare cuts without any increase in taxes, and a $100 minimum weekly wage for all. The Board of Elections says the stickers won't invalidate the whole ballot, but they will invalidate all other votes in the columns in which they're placed. Considerable attention continues to be directed toward New Jersey's campaign for governor. WNBC News reporter John Michaels discusses the importance of Hudson County.
One of the most important developments of this campaign for governor was the official and public disaffection of Hudson County machine Democrats with the Democratic candidate, Robert Miner. Boss John V. Kenney, though not endorsing Republican William Cahill, has obviously okayed strong support from Democrats. Miner, while expressing confidence in the people's ability to vote on their own, has used numerous emergency Hudson tours by Governor Richard Hughes to boost his campaign. The fact that Miner has made almost daily appearances himself since Cahill received a tumultuous welcome from Democratic officials is regarded as a measure of Miner's concern. The large numbers of voters in Hudson County could hold the key to election for either candidate. John Michaels, WNBC News, Jersey City.
Harlem Congressman Adam Clayton Powell is asking the Supreme Court to rule that he is entitled to recovery of $55,000 in pay he lost when he was excluded from the House. Powell is also asking the High Court to order a federal judge to consider his claim that he's entitled to recovery of the $25,000 fine he had to pay in order to be able to take his seat this year. Last June, the High Court said Powell was unconstitutionally excluded from the House. Rafael Minichiello, the AWOL Marine who's in jail in Rome and who has admitted hijacking that TWA jetliner over California yesterday, could have made the trip in less time had he bought a one-way ticket from Los Angeles to Rome. The airline says the hijacking will cost it tens of thousands of dollars. However, had Minichiello paid the fare, he wouldn't have been allowed to ride in the cockpit of the airliner for the whole 6,900-mile trip. A spokesman for the Federal District Attorney's Office in Brooklyn says efforts are being made to have Minichiello extradited here within the next 3 days so he can face air piracy charges. Italy, however, also wants to bring Minichiello to trial. Members of the Oil, Chemical, and Atomic Workers Union have accepted a new contract with Mobil Oil. The union has been on strike for 2 months. The walkout has tied up 7 of the 9 Mobil Oil tanker ships in East and Gulf Coast ports. 300 bus drivers are on strike today in Syracuse. They walked out this morning after rejecting a contract offered by the Syracuse Bus Company. 250 drivers and mechanics for the Skank Transportation Company in Floral Park, Long Island, have approved terms of a new contract. Their old pact was to expire tonight. The company serves commuters in Glen Cove, Great Neck, Far Rockaway, and Flushing. Here's some football scores. In the third quarter, Michigan leads Wisconsin 35-7, and Boston University leads Connecticut 28-7. Also in the third quarter, it's North Carolina 12, Virginia nothing, Penn State 17, Boston College 16. At the half, Notre Dame leads Navy 33-0, Dartmouth leads Yale 21-14, it's Indiana 10, Michigan State nothing, the Air Force 6, the Army 3. In the first quarter, it's Ohio State 7, Northwestern nothing, and Maine 14, Hofstra nothing. Cornell is leading Columbia 10-3, and Buffalo is leading Temple 21-0. Those are both halftime scores. The weather, variable cloudiness this afternoon, high around 60, cloudy with showers likely tonight and tomorrow, low tonight in the low 50s, high tomorrow 55-60. The chances of rain, 20% today, 70% tonight and tomorrow. Right now, humidity 64%, winds are east at 14 miles an hour, it's 58 degrees and cloudy in New York. Again, the hour's top story. A welfare rights group plans a write-in campaign on the ballot next Tuesday. Mike Moss, WNBC News. Now back to NBC's Monitor.
Don't move, just leave your dime on the hook here with Monitor. Lean back and stay a while on the hook here with Monitor.
Mr. Henry Morgan here on the 1st of November. All Hallows Day, we're going to hear from a woman who claims all women are witches. She'll be here later this half hour if she can find a place to park her broom. John and Ann Ryder sing I Still Believe in Tomorrow. Students' attitude toward politics. On this pre-election weekend, that's the subject of our college poll. Bill Ryan reports.
College poll shows the political trend on campus is against party politics, but not politicians. Over the last year and early this fall, college polls have shown political parties losing ground on campus. This year, 10% fewer of the students polled want to be identified as Republicans or Democrats. A UCLA senior said, Eisenhower might well have run on the Democratic instead of the Republican ticket. After all, Truman asked him first. A North Carolina junior said, a Nixon-Muskie ticket would be better for the nation than Nixon-Agnew. A Fordham junior who identifies himself as a Democrat but is active in the Lindsay campaign for re-election as mayor of New York, and Lindsay remains a registered Republican, though he runs as a liberal independent. The Fordham lad says, it would be better to have Muskie and Lindsay, Kennedy and Nixon in a runoff, with the top two vote-getters elected president and vice president. College poll indicates such views are based on student opinions, that the two major parties are not very far apart on major issues. The students feel, as college poll finds their opinions, political platforms are similar. A tough senior said, it takes a coalition to win. Party politicians should be interested in this. College poll shows that almost 8 out of 10 students interviewed feel there should be no party politics at the city and town level. Almost half are against party affiliations on the state level. While 70% felt there should be party politics at the national level, most said the parties are not now offering alternatives. College poll indicates the right to vote at 18 is a priority for today's college students, but party politics are not. Bill Ryan, NBC News, for Monitor.
Through the weekend world with Monitor. People find fault with a lot of things, and one of them is dull, unshined shoes. Why? Because anyone can have great-looking shoes with Griffin Paste Wax. It gives you a 3-day shine. You can polish your shoes on Monday, and on Wednesday a quick buff will bring back that Griffin shine. No wonder so many performers, so many shoe shine parlors, so many people use Griffin. It's America's number one polish. You pay a little less, you get a lot more shine with Griffin. Now, who could find fault with that? B.J. Thomas and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the soul. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done, sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. The raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will see. For me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm being nothing's worrying me. Nothing's worrying me. doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Monitor tip here for drivers. All right, drivers, pay attention. This is one heck of a tip. At this time of the year, watch out for leaves. Now, you better pay attention because I get paid for this. You heard what I said. Watch out for leaves. Not that a leaf can hurt you much if it hits you squarely. But you never know, they tell me, what's under a pile of leaves. Kids may be playing there. Or there could be a sharp stick. Oh, dear. Also, I'm supposed to tell you, because you're stupid, that wet leaves are slippery and can cause skidding. All right, stupid. Listen to this from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Don Adams. Lately, State Farm Mutual has been urging people to get behind the efforts of the National Highway Safety Bureau and the states to improve our procedure for obtaining a driver's license. Boy, is that a good idea. Because getting a driver's license today is just too easy. I know. My wife has a driver's license. Talk about drivers who don't know the laws. The other day, she drove the entire length of the tollway in second gear. And when she got to the end, she asked the attendant if she'd won. But I'm not waiting for the government's new plan to take effect. The other day, I insisted my wife go for a driver's license re-examination. Based on her driving skill, she got an XX class license. That means she's qualified to operate a dog sled on Sunday afternoons in the summertime.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
I should really tell you that although one leaf can't hurt you, if they gang up, look out. At 14 before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Vic Damone with an important question for young men. Do you know where you're going? Have you ever considered the Coast Guard? The Coast Guard builds well-rounded men, experts in a variety of fields, men with eyes on the future. At the Coast Guard Academy, you'll receive the finest education in military training, a Bachelor of Science degree, and a commission in the United States Coast Guard. If you have the ability to take command, the Coast Guard is interested in you. At the Academy, you can concentrate on engineering, social science, or oceanography. Your training and education will encompass every facet of the Coast Guard's humanitarian mission. Now, if you have what it takes, take a career in the Coast Guard. For a brochure and application form, write to the Director of Admission, Coast Guard Academy, New London, Connecticut.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is it, Monitor's Pick of the Week.
Diana Ross and the Supremes sing a Monitor Click Pick of the Week. Quick, after this for Learjet Stereo 8. Do you ever feel like protesting all the injustices done to your ears? The honking horns, the screeching voices, the blaring radios, the everyday sounds that assault your ears every day. You could just cover up your ears, but why not get involved? Participate in a demonstration. A demonstration of Learjet Stereo 8's portable 8-track stereo tape cartridge player that lets you turn on full-dimensional stereophonic sound no matter where you are. listen up to an hour and 20 minutes of uninterrupted music on each cartridge. You never have to touch the tape, and you get the kind of Lear quality that your ears deserve. So stop protesting silently. Let your ears get involved. Get a Learjet Stereo 8 portable tape player. Throw a party for your ears. Now, here's the pick. It's Someday We'll Be Together by Diana Ross and the Supremes. Country. In Melbourne Beach, Florida, Sybil Leek said she visited a witch's coven, which is a sort of a meeting of witches. In Long Island, New York, a group of housewives hopped around on broomsticks and chanted and read from the Book of Shadows. Oh, they must have wonderful home lives. These people, you see, believe that they are witches, that they are witches. Well, what's a witch? We asked Linda Belknap Long, author of a novel about witches called To the Dark Tower, and she incanted this answer.
Well, a witch is a woman who believes she has unusual power, both good and evil. Now, a good witch is not a black witch. A black witch is a bad witch who is dedicated to destruction and death. She casts malicious spells. Although we know that the skillful employment of hypnosis and suggestion is what made witchcraft possible. But she has done sacrificial sacrifices, and she has killed many people as a result of it. Now we have the witch who is called the White Witch. She is the Good Witch. What is a good witch? A White Witch believes that the forces of nature, considered mysterious and hostile, could be appeased by magical spells to benefit humanity. And I believe that every woman is a witch. Every woman has power, and if she uses the power, she can bewitch.
Well, this could bring back burning at the stake. See, now, if I said all women are witches, I'd get a lot of broomsticks thrown at me, but it was Linda Belknap Long who said it, friends. As for me, I go along with Glenn Campbell. Try a little kindness. Percentage of .881 qualifies as the winningest major college football coach. But another coach holds the record for total number of victories. Anybody know who he is? The answer in a moment, right after a word about the American Express card, the new money for travel and entertainment.
And now, the luck of Charlie Maloney, the man without the new money. As you remember, the new money, the American Express card, is honored by leading motels and hotels everywhere. Charlie Maloney, however, continues to travel and entertain without an American Express card. Now he is headed for big trouble. Listen.
Jeepers, the boss has kept me on the road 2 days longer than I expected. Now, tired and hungry, I need to find a nice place to spend the night.
But Chuck Maloney is destined not to find such a place, for his cash is gone and his free credit cards, alas, are not honored on this highway.
Don't make Charlie's mistake. Apply for an American Express card. Western International Hotels are some of the many hotels and motels across the country that honor the new money. Western International Hotels can also book you ahead at your next stop through the new free room reservation service, the American Express Space Bank. See how many travel headaches you can save yourself if you're not a Charlie Maloney? Now, the answer to the sports quiz, Newt Rockne won only 105 games during his career, a paltry amount compared to Amos Alonzo Stagg, who directed his teams to 314 victories, one more than Glenn Pop Warner. That's it for now. Another Monitor Sports Quiz. Summer and Wildwood Flower, a little one. NBC News on the Hours next. Morgan for Monitor.
On the morning of October 22nd, the Republican candidate for governor of New Jersey pulled up to the Jersey City City Hall to celebrate a political arrangement. In boss-run Hudson County, this kind of visit means simply that the word has gone out. It means that the deals have been made. Deals for prosecutors, judgeships, racetracks. Deals that can keep the old political machine wheezing along for another 4 years. Why are Hudson County bosses making deals with the Republican? Because they know they can't do business with Robert Miner. Because Miner has never been for sale to any machine, to any political interest group, be it Republican or Democratic. No, the bosses don't like Robert Miner, a paid political announcement by the people for Miner.
This is the place New York turns to for news. WNBC, Radio 660, New York.